And welcome to Veritas Christian Academy, and specifically into the Honors Latin program. My name is Dr. Nathan Sunt, and I teach across this program in the 9th and 10th Honors Latin, as well as AP Latin in the junior year, and Senior Honors Greek. And we may have other times in this podcast, perhaps later in the year, to discuss more what has gone on broadly across the program. We've been very thankful to see a lot change, even just in terms of the size of our student body in this program, as well as the skills they've been able to develop and how they've been able to perform, even in contests and external evaluations and all other kinds of things with schools and programs across the country. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We've also now come to a place, interestingly, where we've had students really advance to a very high level in their Latin capability in the junior year in AP Latin, who are also interested in classics study, Latin and Greek in college. And so as a way to put a cherry on top for these students and also to make sure that they have not gone through time in their life and educational experience without Latin, right, one lost year almost before going into a college classroom, we created an elective. This elective is titled Latin Conversation and Composition. And we do some writing as well as lots and lots of conversing in Latin. And so this audio you're about to hear is going to be all in Latin. So for some of you, that may be very enjoyable. For some of you, it may be a curiosity. And yet, it is going to give a really unique peek behind the curtain into what you're about to hear. In fact, the first person you will hear is myself. You'll hear me addressing the group that is gathered there, some of whom have very little facility in Latin, some of whom have a reasonable ability, and then some of whom have a very strong ability. So we had kind of a mixed group, but we wanted an audience for this particular event. What we called it was devotiones ad Galatas. They simply were devotions that were written by our Latin conversation students, Gracie Coe and Hannah Stage. So you'll hear me introduce generally the particular moment and the topic and what the assignment was, after greeting, of course, everyone who's in the room that way, and then a word of prayer, and then introducing the first speaker, Gracie. You will also even hear after that a brief time of questions, and then Hannah's presentation, once again, Q&A, and then even at the very end, some more generic questions. So without further ado, I'll sign off, and what you should hear next is a whole bunch of Latin and no English. So God bless.
Salvete omnes, ago gratias tibi. Vobis provenientibus. Haec sunt fructus spiritus, caritas, gaudium, pax, longanimitas, benignitas, bonitas, fides, mansuetudo, continentia. Nati sunt sicut omnes homines sub lege tene. Tere, I penitet, sine fructu. Impleuntur cum operibus carnis, fornicatio, immunditia, luxuria, idolorum, servitus, beneficia inimicitiae, contentiones, annulationes, irae, dissensiones, sectae, invidiae, commissiationes. Sed, Iesus venit, et sanctus spiritus potest habitare in nobis. Ergo, omnia vincula nostra saluta sunt. Liberati sunt. Sicut Aurelius Augustinus dixit, non enim iam regnat, peccatum in eorum mortali corpore. Sicut Carmen dicit, amisum eram, sed nunc sum inventum, eram caecus, sed nunc video. Si habeamus fidem in Christo vivimus, et non regnante in nobis peccatu, ad obodiendum desiderius eis, sed regnante justitia per caritatem cum magna delectatione. Habemus hunc sicut donum ab gratia Dei, non ab voluntate potestatem ve nostri. Paulus scribit haec in epistula ad Galatas, ut Galatae crescerunt. Hodie, nos, populi Dei, legunt ides haec. Discimus fructus spiriti, et eamus in terram ut discipuli Christi.
Gratias tibi.
Gratias vobis.
Questiones. Habetne questiones? Ah, davvero? Procede.
Christiani mandatum, testamentorum, vertorum servant.
Itac servant Christum, non servant legem.
Possumne Christiani producera fructus sine spiritu?
Non.
Sed
modo cum spiritu possemus producare fructus.
Spiritus tunc habitat in Christiano semper?
Non semper spiritus est non habitans in omnes populus.
Recte dicis. Sed in novus, in nova vita, in itaque. Nova vita Christianorum spiritus habitat semper?
Itaque habitans spiritus est quid facit nova vita.
Gratias, gratias, gratias. Gratias, gratias. Hanakwe.
Gratias tibi benevolens doctor pro dulces verbos et gratias vobis proveniens legebo devotionem me provos nunc. Servamur ab gratia Dei. Hic virtus est bene et dat nos humilitatem. In quordem sciens non advenimus ad Deum in nostri potestam, sed in potestam Dei et gratiam Dei. In epistulum ad Galatium ab tertium capitulum, Paulus rogat ad Galatias. Ex operibus legis spiritum accepistis an ex auditu fide? Faci differentiam inter legum vetum et novum sacramentum in Christi Jesu. Vetum lex faciebatur, quod Christus non venit ad hoc, deis conditabat legem, cum Abraham ut servaretur, ab peccatis eis et omnium progenium eis. Paulus dicet quid est lex, propter transgressionis apostata est, donec venerit semen, qui pormissum est ordinata per angalus in manu mediatoris. Augustinius dicit Christum esse mediatoris inter Deum et Deum, pater et spiritui sanctu. Ergo, unicus filius Dei, mediator Dei et hominum factus est. Lex erat promissa in quid unus est veniens pro populum Dei, Christi Jesu. Paulus etiam dicet, sub lege custodiebamur, conclusing in eam fidem, quae revelanda et erat. Augustinius dicet viveramus, quaesi enim nondum Christis venerit. Ad hoc volumus esse sum paedagogo. Erramus servas ad peccatum, et igitur servas ad legem. Primus via esse tutus ab aeternum mortuum, erat credidire unus venet servire mundum. Cum Christus Iesus venivit, erramus servas ad legem, sed servas ad Christum. Est necesse non credire in legum ve operum, sed est necesse credire in Christum Iesum per fidem. Paulus finit tertium capitulum ad Galatia dicens, non est Judeus neque Gracchus, non est servus neque liber, non est masculus est femina, omnes enim vos unus estis in Christo Jesu. Dat ad nos vitam aeternam, quod si credemus in Christum per fidem, liberamur ad peccatum et legem, quicumque enim in Christum baptisati estis, Christum induistis. Amen, amen. Deus amat populum, eis quod missit filium, eius vere nos. Gratias vobis.
Gratias. Habetne questiones? Habeo questionem. Dicis hoc auditu fidei non ex lege vitam aeterna. In vita aeterna procedemus in legem?
Itaque, procedemus legem in spiritum sanctum.
Legem, id est Christi vel testamenti veteri.
Testamenti veteri.
In quo modo Spiritus mediator est, vel in quo modo Christus mediator est.
Christus vene profectere legem in spiritum sanctum procedimus legem.
Spiritus in vita Christi.
Itaque. Jesu Christi missit spiritum sanctum ad nos.
Gratidicis. Gratias tibi ago. Etiam Dr. Silvius a questio generalis habet pro te et pro te.
Si tres magnos apures latinos omnes quis sent.
Tres magnos actores. Tres magnos actores in lingua latina. Commendate ad eum tres actores. Tres actores placent tibi et tibi. Tres
actores.
Non auctores pro vita sua. Auctores literarum linguarum. Si questio generalis est. pater filiumque spiritumque auctores est.
Auctores. In lingua.
Sed non originalis in lingua latina.
Augustinus. Et Caesar.
Non Caesar.
No.
Non.
Placet tibi Caesar?
Non.
Augustinus. Primus est. Quis ambo?
Virgilius.
Ah, recte. Perpetua? In ordine? Augustinus, Virgilius, Perpetua?
Itaque. Augustinus.
Quid dicis de titio Livio? Petrarch.
Contemus. Contemus.
Paparate?
Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, gestant puelle viscera. Deum verum, genitum non factum, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, Dominum.
Oremus. Benedicamus Deum. Benedicat vos, benedicat nos, benedicat ad vertendo ad laborem hodie. Gratias tibi ago in nomen Iesu Christu. Amen. Our desire is that this particular portion and unique piece of our Latin program, which is new in this way this year, can be shown and even desired by those who are sending their students or by students who are looking forward into their own future. It's been a great deal of fun, and it has shown how this kind of study can pay off in a variety of ways and even create a scene that feels very unique to be found anywhere in the educational experience.